Well, my night wasn't so smooth, and I dare say maybe most of the residents in this area, talking about Rumosi and its access, just its immediate environment, maybe did not quite have a smooth night as they would have expected. Now, I start this morning with an apology. Yes, I may not be in the stead, if I'm honest. I mean, it may not be my place to apologize, but it's an apology. It's an apology to the children that live in this area, to the sons and daughters of River State who are resident in this immediate vicinity, and maybe even River State at large. It is an apology for some of the poor roads that your children, our children, are experiencing right now. It is an apology to the elderly ones who bled sweat and water to make sure that their children had something. But as of now, many of them are still struggling to provide the very barest of necessities for their own children after years and decades of struggle. It is an apology for those who would have loved to be at the hospitals this morning, but they cannot. They cannot afford it, whether it is the major hospitals or indeed even the traditional medical centers. Because yes, those places need money to have their functions carried out. We still are having a huge challenge with so many issues here, but this morning is an apology for the Odori Ferrous saga that met those of us who live within this axis. The smell from about 5 a.m. this morning was probably one of the worst I have ever perceived in my entire life. Yes, you can and you would argue that it's all about the burning of the refuse. It's one way to keep the refuse down. The landfills are not particularly great. The question is, why is the landfill so close to where residents have to live in? Whatever happened to the town planning committees and all the other, the grand plan, Greater Port Harcourt City and all the whatnots? Yes, that's how we start this morning, with an apology for those who had to have that experience this morning and all the other experiences that they have living in this once beautiful city of Port Harcourt. My name is Jude. Welcome to where the region has its best conversations. Today, you are taking charge of the show. You are going to be giving us information from your neighborhood. I have just made mention of what happened this morning in this part of Port Harcourt. Maybe if you live within this axis, you may want to call in and corroborate so we don't give the impression that it is some propaganda. So if you live within the Rumosi axis, maybe Rumosi Alakaya, if you live within the Rumosi axis, talking about maybe where you have Mercy Land, all the way to where you have the new Ibology Estate, or maybe down the road, the airport road, you know, off the SARS Junction, and maybe towards Alup this morning. If you by chance perceived the terrible smell this morning between 4 and 5 a.m., please call in and share with us. For the rest of Port Harcourt, for the rest of River State, it's time for us to get to hear from you. What is your story? What has been your witness in the past few days? What is your eyewitness report for us? What have you been seeing? What have you been observing? What is that story that you think the general public needs to know? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. That's the female caller line. And then jump onto WhatsApp. It's on 0809-030-6416. Michael joins us from Port Harcourt. Hello, Michael. Good morning.
Mr. Jude, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, Jude, I did not pass Ibology, but I passed that place some time ago. I think there's no difference. It stinks. It's really bad. Smells, and it is gory. Like, if your tire passes on that route, your tire would smell for a very long time.
Oh, really?
Yes, because of the stench, the bad water gushing out from the trucks parked along that, trucks parked along that place. Then, Jude, the reason I called them, there is a street called the Gamer Street in Port Harcourt. There's another one, Niger Street.
I know where it
is. There's another one, Victoria Street.
Yes.
All the streets are bad, like terrible. And I want to beg the River State government to come to our rescue to disseat the drains.
Mm.
All the drains are blocked. And also, I also observed that the residents living at Parod in Church Hill Road, they throw their trash on the roads. And when the rain comes, it washes all
into the drains. All right.
Yes, so please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Gift in Ala George. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning. Am I speaking with the good?
Yes, please. Welcome, Gift.
Okay. I have an eyewitness. Yep. There's a big Rwama truck that fell to location.
I'm
so
sorry,
that place that is spoiled is not good at all.
Okay.
It can cause accidents. So let them try and walk on the truck and remove it up from the road.
Okay. Close to location.
Yes, go to the location. Yes.
Oh, location junction.
Over like 3 days, man.
3 days at location junction?
Yes. Before location, if you know this chicken is the public.
Yeah, I think I do.
Close to there, you can see the truck there.
Okay, all right.
The hammer truck, you see there. It's very tight. Two of them cannot even pass. So they have to go and remove that truck from that place. But I've been observing it for Sunday. The motor is still parked there.
Thank you very much, Gift. Obina is speaking to us from Artillery. Obina, welcome.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning, Obina.
Let me start by this where they have a Federal Inland Revenue. It's license office by Woji near that's opposite to Obio, because there's a very big manhole there in front of it. They have a road safety office there. That manhole has been there for a very long time, and they're using tire and wood to put inside.
Mm.
And I think what I don't like about it is because of they have road safety office there. In front of that place, they have a Nigerian police Minokuro dog session. Why are they not contributing how to do this manhole? Nobody is doing it. This is almost 1 year now.
That's close to the Rumoba Junction, if I'm not, the Ogunigba Junction.
Yes.
Okay.
No, not Ogunigba. Rumoba. Closer there, you have Rumoba Estate.
Okay, yes.
But exactly opposite this, where the license office.
Okay.
Road safety office is
yes.
here.
Yes, where you have a court.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes.
This thing is very deep, very, very deep. Almost 12 feet.
Wow.
Now, another thing is about, if you're going from Metro, but the activities of a checking point from Element Junction reaching almost 2 miles. The checking point is increasing on daily basis. Both police, army, custom, everywhere. What is going on? Please, my brother, come and take a look. What is the function of these people in Abuja to direct these boys not to block roads? I don't know whether they are fighting a battle here. I mean, now he's collecting money using a civilian where they have 144 battalions in Mahaba side. Please, all of us should condemn this road block on deliberate. Even in River State, say some streets, police will block your road.
Mm. All right.
I think we have to condemn it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Barry Digiadom is joining us from Isla George. Good morning to you, Barry.
Hello, Peter Akua.
Good morning, Barry. Welcome, please.
Dude, my eyewitness report. Now, last time I called you concerning the school in my community that they are collecting signing fee.
Yes.
Dude, then still they collect money. Oh. They collected money yesterday. They collected money on Monday too. They are still collecting. I don't know what we should do again. Are they not hearing us? Is the Commissioner of Education not hearing me on radio? They are still collecting money for signing fee. Community Secondary School Bearer in Gokana local government. They are still collecting money. Today we collect money.
It's very worrying, Barry. This is a problem, even with the public knowledge, seems not to affect those who are carrying out this activity.
Yeah.
Ibiso is on Odili Road.
Yeah.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Ibiso.
Yeah, Jules, good morning.
Good morning.
My eyewitness report is yesterday I bought a taxi from UTC that I'm going to Lagos bus stop, and I met one chance people.
Whoa.
Now, the front seat. The driver pushed the seat the way that he cannot even stretch your leg. The one I enter the front seat now. And the other is smart, so it's too tight. I said, we'll go. As we are moving now, the driver now asked us to that it's only gear two that is moving, that he can't change it, that we should adjust the seat. Now, I'm only a bag now, you understand? All of us said, the other person announced, let him hold my bag, For me to adjust the seat. I have such experience, but 3 years back with them that I mistakenly, one for shifting the seat, put that in my phone and take my 20,000 naira. So when that one, that guy said, like, I just said, okay, I said, no worry, let us, two of us, adjust the seat ourselves. Before we get to spa. Yes, I cannot show you here. Come back on another motor. I say, yala, yare. But I don't know, I don't know. And the second one, like this one now is for the people that are taking public transport to be aware. Because if they find themselves in some situation and they want to adjust the seat and they are owing a bag and there is money in the bag, these people will just put them in their bag and take their money. They should be aware of this information.
Thank you very much.
Is,
oh, okay.
Dude, you saw pure water and bottle water.
Yes.
A thing to why I'm asking this thing? Because this Amadiama Creek, we weigh pure water and bottle water and flowing the river, is causing big problems.
It's already.
And this thing can go to the flotilla and capsize, the boat to capsize.
Mm.
So the authority, they should look for a way to clear this water away because. Both get accident, both get accident. Sometimes this waterproof, all these things can go to the propeller and cause big damage. I don't think it's because of the way we are doing this and using it, it will cause a big damage. Our party's life is going there every day.
It is. So that's very true. The ecological damage is increasing. Obunikem is speaking to us from Ahoda West. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Welcome, please.
Jude, I want to talk about my community. The primary school that was built by the community people. If you go there today, you will not see any desk. Inside the classroom of the primary school, you will not see any desk.
Who stole the desks?
The desk has been spoiled for many years ago.
Okay.
The people today sit on the floor to learn. Who is not overwhelmed to me as a community citizen of that community? I'm not happy with it.
No, should you?
Understand? Now we have been written to the local government chairman of Ahoda West to provide a seat for that primary school. See, today the local government chairman refused
or
to adhere to our call.
Did he give explanations? Maybe there are no funds. Did he explain why they can't meet that particular need right now?
Yeah, the secretary of the community wrote to the chairman.
Okay.
Explained everything to him. Till today, the Ahoda West chairman did not pay attention to that community. We are not happy with it. Particularly me, I'm not happy with it. The way my community was neglected, one day they will hear my voice in Ahoda West.
Okay.
We are not happy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We'll go for a commercial this morning. When we come back, we'll start to get reports from WhatsApp. I have a few here. I'd like to share them with you. If by chance you listen and you hear a comment that you want a counter, that you don't actually agree or you think you have a more detailed information for us, please do share with us. Either you send us a message via WhatsApp or Telegram. The number is 0809-030-6416 or even call him and give us a better description or more details concerning that report in your area. My name is Jude. Hello Port Harcourt returns after these messages.
Hello Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello Port Harcourt.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Hello, Port Harcourt returns once again. My name is Jude. It's a pleasure to be here. So wherever you're listening to us this morning, anywhere in and around Rivers State, please call in. Tell us what you've been observing. Tell us your eyewitness reports. Share with us. You can either call in using the following numbers, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 017 0709. Or you can still send us a message via WhatsApp and Telegram. The number for that is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And jump onto Facebook, facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, to join us in our conversation. Send us a message. Charles is speaking to us from Bonny Island. Hello, good morning, Charles. How are you doing this morning?
Fine, Mr. Jude.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Okay. In my neighborhood, along Abromadie Road in Bonny,
okay,
we have dead spots along the road. And that thing has been like that for the past how many years. And one of those dead spots, we are where they reported incident that killed 3 persons. Last time they robbed in Bonny Island. And funny enough is the chairman is not doing anything. The chairman, a man that comes from Bonny, grew up from Bonny, is not doing anything. I wonder the kind of life they are living. Thank you, Mr. Jude.
Thank you very much, Charles, for sharing that with us. Victor is calling us from Atilari. Victor, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm calling in respect of this in the Element Junction.
Yes, please.
I've been giving a report about that Element Junction. There are some men. There are men. Not boys. They are men, mature men. Some of them, if you see them, you weep. What they are doing at that very point. They always stand there to catch any motor there in the name of either task force. I don't know the kind of task force they are doing. Sometimes they even catch back. They will catch back and they are just illegal persons. Some of them used to do all these, what did you call it? One chan.
Oh, really?
They are always under that bridge, drinking and smoking, doing all sort of madness. At the end of the day, they went up that bridge. And be going around and be catching some of the best. And basically, they see that there is hold up at that very point, especially at that Bernard Portel. Directly, you see they get hold up around that very unit. You see them looking for who we call in a car. Sometimes they will just see somebody that, you know, sometimes they observe somebody that just come in who doesn't really know what that cause. They will stop you and start razzing you and bring a sort of rubbish. They will even catch bike and collect your bike to, you know, on place. So I don't know what the authorities are doing. There is a lot of mess around that very unit. No, government should look into it.
Please.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Victor. That's a cause for concern. OG, speaking to us from Alakaya. OG, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. We wish you the same.
Yeah, my is just an experience. It might not be what's it called? Eyewitness report. Jude, please, can you help us beg the governor that the local government civil servants has not eaten salary of last month? As I am talking to you now, my brother is complaining. He doesn't have money to even go to work this morning.
Oh dear!
Please, can you possibly help him and tell us? Tell him that we are expecting local government workers to be paid.
All the local government staff for last month, or is
the
what?
Whole local government staff have not been paid in the whole River State, as I'm talking to you now. Ask anybody verify, please.
All right, thank you very much. Just so we are on the balance of the conversation, if by chance you're listening to us and you are a staff of any of the local government councils in and around any of the 23 local government areas in River State, please do call us and corroborate this report. Is it some members? Is it the senior staff? Is it the junior staff? Is it the grade 5? Is it the grade... Let's know exactly what it is so it doesn't appear that we seem to be supporting or trying to promote some form of falsehood. Please, Lewis is speaking to us from Ahoda West. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning.
My eyewitness report is... along this in Port Harcourt, along Eastern Bypass.
Okay.
The policemen at that Eastern Bypass, one stationed at the women upstairs, the gate there. They the other one at Moscow Road roundabout. I do pass there severally. Transporters that are applying that road are really suffering in the hands of those men. They will collect money from them. If you don't give them, they will park your vehicle or flood your passengers. Why I'm calling is I was a victim today. I was with my family in my car. And the man stretched his hand. They give us our own. I said, give you what? He said, our own. I said, what? He said, I should clear. I went and cleared. I should come back to the bank. And my pigeon hole is bad. My papers were inside my pigeon hole. I forced to open my pigeon hole, give me papers. After taking papers, he said, why am I using the paid vehicle for transport? I should bring the paper that gives me. I said, with my family again, hey, by the time he gives me here, he will know if it's my family or his transporter that I'm carrying. The man kept me here for more than 20 minutes. I was with them. When I went back to my car, as I was about going back to them, my daughter now called me, daddy, daddy, come. That was when one of them now turned. And believed that it's my family that I'm carrying. So I don't know, they should question those policemen. I don't know what to do that will make people stop collecting money. So that's my eyewitness report.
Lewis,
thank you.
Thank you very much. It's very worrying. It really is worrying. Hello, Port Harcourt, 93. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
I'm called Adam from Toba.
Thank you for calling. Good morning.
My eyewitness report from the Toba Road to this well, Toba to NPA Road.
Okay.
I don't know who I was on part to clean the drainage. I'm cleaning the drainage after removing the contract to that drainage. And they are cleaning the contract. But now they refuse to chop that lap where it is before.
They refuse to do what?
So they have replaced the carpet the way it is. But they refuse to chop it late night to flatten it the way it is before.
Oh, okay, so the the gutter coverings, they didn't place them properly.
Yeah, they placed them properly, but they've not chop them before. Nothing that supports it to hold it the way
Okay.
So through that place now, all that block that played that, all of them are clean up. Each of those, all of them are clean up. Walkway, they are clean up through that way. We cannot award something to do something where at the end of the day, you do the work. So the other, anybody that awards that contract, the defect is, and make sure that thing was done proper before they left the site. That is my engineer report along this road.
All right, thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Hello, Potako. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
This is T-Grace.
Welcome.
Please, my own aspect is about educational issues.
Yes, please.
You see, people complaining. We are all, you see, as it trains on all roads. People are complaining. Why don't you take your time to make some findings? I heard somebody talking about, I'm a concerned parent. I heard somebody talking about, because they are collecting money from
yes.
schools. It's over 1 year now. Nothing has been given to head of schools to run the schools. I am telling you the gospel truth. It's something I have found out, I know about. If you go to some schools where they have security men, you have to pay those security men, don't you? Okay, what? From where will they have money to pay those people? Okay, if you go to some schools, they are using chalk. They use marker on their board. From where will money come to buy those things? Even my own sister that is an educationist, she also buys her lesson notes. Diaries are being bought by the workers, by heads of schools. It's not coming from anywhere. Children are writing exams. Do you expect somebody to go write, okay, let's assume, well, I'm using English as an example now. Do you expect the teacher to write a low comprehension passage on the board, for example, so, and then there are other questions to be written. I am asking a question.
That's
people are talking. I don't know what to say. Please, time has come. I am a parent. I have children too. Please, I hope parents are listening. Those who are calling in are listening. If you think you are doing anybody, it is a big shame, because by the time you realize it, water don't carry on ago. People are telling you it is free education, but there is nothing free in it. Nothing free. How can you take children to school and you don't give them writing materials, you don't give them reading materials, especially those guidance who have come to bring in other people's children, their brothers, you go there from JS1 to JS3. Children will never come with textbook. And you claim the child is not reading. You claim the other way, they did not pass. Well, 90% fails English. 90% fails this. Is it a rocket science? It is not. If you don't have it, you don't have it.
You don't have it.
The children's textbook, take your time to go through. I go through my children's textbook. The English textbooks are dictionary based. My sister, even in my house, attempted to call a parent and told him to come. Look at what is happening. This time, see, let's put our heads together and know how to handle the issue. The parents refused. Another day, she sent the child to the parent. They sent her back to tell the teacher that he is very busy, he does not have time to come yet. Please, parents, you are hearing me now. If you have brothers, if you have sisters, tell them there is nothing like free education. Whoever that is telling you that is fooling you. It's fooling you.
It's a big,
if you don't give them
word.
Any materials, they will give them gone.
Ooh, that's a big worry. That's, she may just be hitting the nail on the head. It's a big worry. A lot of reverse parents have been asking this question. I think almost every Wednesday we hear reports of some schools where the principals are asking students to bring sums of money, 1,000, 3,000, 2,000, 1,500, and whatnot. But when we do send reports, once again, I'm writing down as I listen. I'm sure our reporters are going to put calls across to the Commissioner of Education and to the State Primary Schools Board. And we'll still hear, they'll tell us it's free, that nobody should collect. But if no one's collecting money, how do they survive? How do they pay? How do they carry out the basic functions that they are meant to carry out? It's a big worry. It really, really is a big worry.